Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Miguel Esparza on the call. That's how it sounds if you're a Spanish speaker. I had my Spanish tested a little bit yesterday. There's always a lot of Spanish-speaking tourists who I see on my route while I'm fishing, and had several lovely conversations. And when you are forced to find words or find ways of saying things, it's good brain exercise every once in a while.
Absolutely.
Really is. And you're like, oh, yeah, I did remember how to use the passive voice on that, or the subjunctive or something. Like my Mrs. Weisberger, Mrs. Tillman, Senor Carvajal, and Mrs. Wilton would be proud, even though I never liked Mrs. Wilton. She was
Hey.
What?
Unnecessary.
Mrs. Wilton was an asshat.
Unnecessary.
You know what pissed me off about her?
I don't need to know.
No, seriously. I have to share this. This pissed me off about her. This is sophomore year. And the first day of class, this
didn't hold on to this one for a while.
She stands up in front of this.
40 years he's been.
She stands up in front of Mrs. Tillman was great. Mrs. Weisberger was lovely. Mr. Carvajal was Senor Carvajal was sensational.
That's what they always said about Senor Carvajal.
The best.
They did.
The best. But Mrs. Wilton, she had it in for me too from the first day, the very first day of class. Because she said, I'll tell you one thing I won't have in my class, and that is Spanglish. I won't have anybody say, and she gave an example of it. And she said, I once asked a student what the infinitive form of the verb is to fly. And she said, that student said moscar. A mosca is a fly, is a house fly. And she used that as an example of what not to use. And that person said, use the word moscar as if a fly is to fly.
That's not Spanglish.
No, it's not Spanglish. That's not the point. I raised my hand. And she said, yes.
I want you to stop for a second. This is me playing the role of your therapist. Just for a second.
Yeah.
You do realize that you do that to us. All the time.
Can I finish the story?
Okay. I just want you to understand that this thing that you're railing against.
No, this.
You literally did it in the break.
But this,
in the last break, you did it.
But this is what
when the promo played, and Danny said, "Me and."
Oh, I hate me and. But I'm not a teacher, and that wasn't my objection. I got all kinds of grammatical pet peeves and all that. What pissed me off is when I raised my hand, and she said, what? And I said, Mrs. Wilton, I understand that that's incorrect, but why would you stifle a student's creativity? And I said, why wouldn't you reward the student for using the infinitive form and at least coming up with something creative that showed an ability to try to think on the fly and just say, okay, it's wrong.
I see what you did there.
It's wrong, but it's cute. It's funny.
Moscar.
And she had it in for me ever since that very first day of class. Because what kind of teacher does that? What kind of teacher would instead of rewarding creativity, instead of saying, hey, good thought, nice try, That's a creative way of trying to come up with something you didn't know. And it's like, we don't do that. Blah, 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 blah. Just what a jerk.
Dan's Marvel movie, I just wrote it out. The Infinitive Wars.
Just to this day, that's bothered me. How about a little yes and? Not me and. No me and. Yes, comma, and. Dot, dot, dot. Not me and. There. Here endeth a lesson. Screw Mrs. Wilton.
You think Mike Talkman's Spanish is any good?
Shout out to women's healthcare.
He's a baseball player. I'm sure his Spanish is fine.
Look at me and Ray trying to keep the show on track.
Good luck. Good luck, boys.
All right, so here's what the White Sox did.
I've been trying for 2.5 years.
Here's what the White Sox did. The White Sox didn't play, and congratulations to your Chicago White Sox. They've tied the record for the longest calendar day stretch without winning a game. It's now at 25 days.
So wait. It's... Go Sox.
It's 25 days. The only team that has ever gone longer is the 1889 Louisville Colonels.
What?
31 days in between wins for the 1889 Louisville Colonels.
Okay.
41. Hold on. 41 days?
31.
31.
Sox
okay.
are 20, Sox need another 6 days.
I'm telling you, that bet that Joe brought up, them not winning a game to the 15th of August at 100-1, it's not crazy. I'm not saying that I'm putting any money on it, but as the inventor of the Holmes maneuver, wouldn't that be the ultimate Holmes maneuver? I'm serious,
yeah,
right?
That's sort of the culmination of it, right?
All of this stuff that we've seen and them being bad, and it felt like there was, you're Mr. Words, would inertia be right? Inertia that Pedro was going to get fired after the game on Wednesday. It just kind of felt like you've had a 14-game losing
streak.
It's
time to leave now.
Yeah, it might be time for you to go. Yes. And considering that there was a day off and then he still got it now. But if you were going to do it, day off, get on a plane, seems like the time to do it.
Studs, what was the Cubs stat you gave me? I think you sent it to me, and I don't know where to find it.
It's in the group chat.
Oh, sorry.
I got it right here, though.
Okay.
Since this is from OptaStats on Twitter, at OptaStats, since pitches were first tracked in 1988, the Cubs are the only MLB team to have three separate two-strike RBI extra base hits in the bottom of the ninth in a victory.
Cool.
They all came off Ryan Helsley, who
they own him.
Who hadn't allowed a two strike extra base hit all season before yesterday.
But the Cubs have owned him, which is really interesting. I also thought that last night, if you're Jed, you're sitting in there watching the game going, this is what I envisioned. Here's Shota Imanaga doing his thing, but you could tell when he got tired because pitches stayed up and didn't break.
And one went out.
And got hit hard when he did that. Look at the people who were the main culprits to the comeback and them winning the game. It was Nico, it was Dansby, and it was Cody Bellinger. Bellinger with slug in yesterday's game. Dansby's been hitting the ball hard for about 10 days or so, but it might be too late. And it's probably too late. And that's the problem. That even if you were hoping that these things would click on, if they have clicked on, especially to me, Dansby's one thing, but Bellinger's slug, that's what you've desperately needed this year. You've needed a little bit of that.
If you can bottle that, go ahead and keep doing it.
But it was the guys that you've been asking to do. It's Nico who's been doing really well over the last month or so. So Nico, Dansby, Seiya, Bellinger, Shota. Those five guys, that's the way, if you're the Cubs, you want to win.